Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to a special edition of Sports with the Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Mamo. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, not much, man. Just chilling, you know, Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know how it is, man. We're going to talk sports and entertainment. You know how we do on this show. Of course, you know the numbers. 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff that went down in sports lately. You know, we're talking about the Royal Rumble, the aftermath of the Royal Rumble, and, you know, Triple H's latest decision, blockbuster decision that he revealed Monday night. We're also going to talk about the Super Bowl and the Patriots getting back on the hill yet again for the first time in a decade. You know, we'll also talk about little NBA news, baseball, name it. We're going to talk about on the show. Let's go right into the, you know, Super Bowl, man.
Oh, yeah.
And to everybody, you know, Gate anymore. Everybody's talking about that play, you know, the 19 seconds, you know, to go with that interception. And, you know, a lot of people question that play. You know, I was one of them, of course. You know, we all thought he was going to go to, you know, pass the ball to Marshall, you know, to Lynch, you know, because, you know, that guy is pretty much as automatic as you know, as a, you know, a running back in the game, you know.
He's a beast.
Oh, yeah. That dude's always in beast mode.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically the Seahawks, they thought too much, you know, they overthought. Yeah, you know, we all expected, you know, Marshawn Lynch to run, you know, but, you know, they should have went with that play at least one time, you know, and if it didn't work, then, you know, you go for the throw, but, you know, most likely that play would have worked and, you know, they would have been back-to-back champions and the Patriots, you know, would have been still championship-less.
Not real, man.
In the past, you know, it would have been, you know, at least a decade since they haven't won it, you know. Their winless streak would have continued, but, you know, because of that miraculous play, the Seahawks, you know, they're going to, you know, basically try to rebound from that, you know, heartbreaking loss and try to go to the Super Bowl for the third straight year in their franchise history.
Yeah, this is going to stay with them on, you know, in the offseason because they were so close to
and
winning
they were
that
up by
game.
10 too, at
yeah.
One time.
Why would you? You're at the goal line. Why don't you just run the ball in? That's all you got to do, and the game is yours.
Exactly.
Makes no sense.
It is what it is, man. They can't do anything to turn back the clock. You know, they're gonna have to live with that decision forever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or at least until they win the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
Especially against the Patriots, that would just basically, you know, that would just exercise that demon right there. But, you know, now it's a long off season. You know, they had a great season. You know, they have none to be ashamed of. But fortunately, you know, that play is gonna live with them until they win another championship.
It's crazy. It's really very, very, very crazy, but...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's... They lost me 100 damn bucks. So I'm sad. Should have won that damn game, man.
For real.
But congrats to the Patriots, man. They deserved it. Tom Brady was clutch. And, you know, the Patriots end up winning their fourth championship in 12, 13 years. And, they're going to go down as one of the greatest teams in the history of football. And Tom Brady will go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks and Bill Belichick as the greatest coaches.
I'm just still speechless, man. It's, what, a week now from the thing, but, you know, you just got to move on.
Yeah. It's not our teams.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only good thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was pulling for those Seahawks, but hey, I hope they could do it as long as it's not against the Jets, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if Jets, you know, continue to, you know, they don't make any big moves in the off season, and you know, basically they miss the postseason again, you know, the Seahawks win it again. If,
yeah,
you know, obviously
possible.
If the Jets don't, you know, aren't facing them in the Super Bowl.
Or the Giants.
Well, yeah, I mean, there would be no way for the Seahawks and Giants to face each other in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's true. NFC. Yeah, because they're in NFC. Yeah, you're right. Well, hopefully the Giants can win it all next year. Shit. Knock out the Seahawks from going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Maybe, who knows, stranger things have happened. Maybe we'll finally get that middleman Super Bowl with Giants and Jets. But that'd
be great.
Very unlikely. but
you never know.
Never know.
Never say never.
Both teams make some big moves in the off season. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see what happens there. And speaking of a team that's going to do a lot of, that's expected to do a lot of big news, of course, we're talking about the Knicks, you know. The Knicks, they lost to the Warriors, you know, Stephen Curry. You know, he basically lives at Madison Square Garden now. I mean, basically every time this guy comes to the Garden, you know, he just
lights it up.
Yeah, lights it up. And well, other than that 55-point game, you know, he usually tends to kick our butt, I guess.
Yeah.
His teammate, Damon Green, had 20 points and 13 rebounds, you know, to lead them to the victory.
Yeah, man, that team could shoot the ball.
Oh, yeah, especially Curry and Klay Thompson. And
Smash Brothers is what they called them.
Yeah, no. No, they ain't no game, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's also you and me. That's our nicknames when we go out to bang girls.
Oh, my God. Oh,
what? Isn't it? Right? Smash Brothers, man. That's a cool nickname.
Isn't that kind of like the Canseco and Maguire, the basketball?
Oh, yeah. Well, they had, was their name Smash Brothers also?
No, the Bash Brothers.
Oh, Bash Brothers, right. Yeah, you're right.
But we all know why they have that nickname, because of, you know, their, I guess we can't even say alleged steroid use, because they both admit that, Maguire did admit it too, but he doesn't think it would have, it affected his impressive home run stats.
Yeah.
We don't even have to say allegedly when it comes to Canseco and Maguire, because they both admitted it. Of course,
yeah.
Maguire admitted it recently. I think, what, 2 years ago?
I think so.
We all know why, you know, offensively they had so much success.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of another, really the best team in basketball, and they defeated the Knicks by the final score of 169. No, on Saturday.
The Hawks? This was the Hawks, you said, right? You broke up there.
No. The Warriors.
The Warriors.
Yeah, they faced the Hawks. You still here?
Yeah, the connection's breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, that was the battle between the two teams. You know.
Well, the Warriors, I say the best team right now in NBA is the Hawks. The Hawks are playing out of their minds right now.
Yeah, they won, not too long ago, they won 19 games.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like the East version of the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, they're really doing their thing this year, man.
Oh, yeah. Cavs have been winning too lately, but they lost last night to the Pacers.
Right.
Ended their 13-game winning streak.
Yeah, they've been playing impressively too. You know, they start off slowly, and then they've been, like you said, they've won what, 12 straight. But you know, LeBron, he put it to perspective. You know, they haven't won anything yet, which is absolutely true. You know,
yep.
It's still early, but you know, they're finally playing the way we expected them to play once they, you know, reacquired LeBron James after his, you know, 4-year hiatus when he joined the Heat and won those two titles.
Yep, definitely.
But hopefully,
it's gonna be them, and I could see Eastern Conference Finals between Hawks and Cleveland.
Yeah, that looks very realistic. And you know, we always, you know, Hawks have always been. Lately, they've always been a feisty, tough team, taking teams to 7 games. But now they're actually dominating, man.
Oh, so yeah.
This is a scary Hawk team. This might be the scariest Hawk team of all time.
I think so.
I mean, shoot.
Those 80s Hawks were pretty good. Had some pretty good teams.
Yeah, with, you know, Wilkins, you know.
Spud Webb.
Yeah. But, yeah, this is right up there, man. They're like an NBA jam mode.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They started playing like it.
Boom shakalaka.
And they hit a lot of threes, man. And they make them.
Yeah. Unlike the Knicks, you know, they shoot a lot of threes and not so much. They don't make them so much. But hopefully that'll change, you know, in the off season. Oh, yeah, by the way, I don't know if you heard one more news with the Knicks before we move on. I don't know if you heard that Stoudemire said that he's contemplating asking for a buyout, and Mavericks is one of the teams rumored to sign him if that does happen.
Why do that? His contract is going to end after this year anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we don't have to do that.
I agree.
It wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, it would make sense for Stoudemire since, you know, he can just sign with a winner and not deal with our losing, our 10-41 record. But, you know, hey, this was I guess he gave up on the dream of the Knicks are back.
and Stoudemire, come on. He's just going to be sitting on the bench anyway. I mean, come on, this guy's always injured. So
that's true. That is true. Oh, my goodness. He is the modern-day Antonio McDice. Oh, man. But, you know, hey, what can you do, man? You know, he wants to leave. If he wants to leave, he can leave. You know, he knows where the door is.
He's going to be leaving anyway, so it doesn't matter to me.
You know, his tenure, you know, was a disappointment. I mean, he did play hard when he was healthy, but unfortunately he didn't stay healthy all the time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Well, hopefully the Knicks will make some smart decision in the offseason, I guess.
Yeah, hope so.
But, let's move on. I guess we'll talk the Royal Rumble before we get into Raw. Your thoughts on the Royal Rumble? I thought the triple threat match was awesome, you know, between Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar and John Cena. I also thought the Royal Rumble match was good up until the point Daniel Bryan got eliminated, like, midway through the match. And, you know, after that, you know, the fans in Philadelphia, you know, they lost interest. And, you know, not even The Rock, you know, helping Roman Reigns in the end, you know, could have prevented Reigns from getting that anything but a warm reception from the Philly fans.
Yeah, it's predictable. They knew that he was going to win it. That's why, you know, they gave him that reaction.
Oh, yeah.
And they wanted Daniel Bryan to win it.
As did I.
Even though
I have no beef with Roman Reigns, you know. I like Roman Reigns, but, you know, I was hoping Bryan would win.
Yeah, everyone was. So, I mean, people are just going to have to accept the fact that Roman Reigns is probably going to walk out of WrestleMania as a champion.
Oh, yeah.
Although, now the authority has thrown a wrench in his way as far as having Daniel Bryan, you know, being a contender for the championship as well.
Yeah. You know what I think? I think WWE is doing a smoke screen. I think they're making us think that Bryan's going to win, but I don't think they're going to ruin their plans with Brock Lesnar and Reigns.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
You know, because they want people. Now people are interested in the Fastlane pay-per-view. The only thing that interested people, there was only two things that interested people in the Fastlane before that blockbuster announcement on Monday night. One, I'll even let you guess the two stuff that was the two biggest thing that was gonna happen.
Well, now, of course, it's the having them, the winner of the Roman Reigns and was it Roman Reigns and didn't they make Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan fight that night on Raw?
No, it was Seth Rollins.
Oh, right, Seth Rollins. Right, you're right about that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying before they made the blockbuster news that the number one contendership match was at, you know, it's going to be at Fastlane. Before that, there was only two interesting things that was going to happen at Fastlane. Do you remember what they were?
Yeah, there was. Let me think here.
Cena.
Yep.
Cena. Cena and what's his face?
Rusev.
Rusev. And what was the other thing? I can't think of the other one.
You want me to give you a clue?
Sting, Triple H? Well, that,
you got
that
it.
That'd be WrestleMania, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but remember, they're going to have a showdown. They're going to finally talk to each other face-to-face.
Oh, okay.
So you guessed it right on the head. You know, those are the two things I was looking forward to before the Reigns-Bryan match. You know, Sting finally talking face-to-face with Triple H.
Yeah.
Because we all know that that's the match that's going to go down, even though,
right.
You know, a lot of people would love to see, like myself, would love to see the Sting Undertaker match, even though both guys are, you know, are both 50, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'd be interesting to see that match finally happen, you know. Even though there is a possibility, it could be like the Lesnar Goldberg match. On paper, it sounds like a great idea, but execution is less than... you know, what you hope for.
Yeah.
I think both guys could still do a good match.
Me too. I mean, Undertaker could still fight.
Yeah. And Sting could still fight too.
Yeah.
I think it would have been an interesting match. And then, I think JR also had the same idea too. Or maybe I heard JR had the idea and I agreed with him. Basically, his idea was that they should have a retirement match. And unlike regular retirement matches is when, you know, like a career versus career match where the loser's career ends. In this case, both guys, no matter what wins, loss, or draw, both guys retire. You know, you got the franchise guy of WWE versus the franchise guy of WCW. And they square off. And then,
yeah.
You know, at the end... You know, they, you know, show their respect to each other and walk off to the, you know, to the sunset. It'd be like the end of the era match between Triple H and Undertaker.
Yeah, I agree.
When Shawn Michaels officiated and all three of the guys, you know, they basically had their moment.
Right.
You know.
I agree with you, man. It's, man, hey, you never know. It might still happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's rumors it might happen the next year, possibly. But who knows? I mean, I think, I don't know, a year later, I don't know if they're still... I hope that's
the
case.
Too late. Yeah.
Because you don't know... You don't know what could happen in a year. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But, hey, if that's the case, if they are going to go with Wyatt in the Triple H Sting match, then I hope they'll do the dream match next year. I hope they, you know, kind of like what they did with The Rock and John Cena part two. No, it was Rock-Cena match. The first one, after Cena lost to Miz, the next day Rock and Cena match was set a year in advance. So hopefully the day after WrestleMania, you know, Sting will call out Undertaker, you know, and they'll finally do the match. We'll know, you know, that they'll finally face each other, and then, you know, we'll see how the pieces, you know, fall for the upcoming match.
Real, yeah.
So what's your thoughts on the... Oh, what were you going to say?
I thought the Royal Rumble was a good Rumble. I thought it was okay. I mean, it wasn't the greatest Royal Rumble, but... Yeah, had some moments. I mean, the championship match was definitely the match of the night.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
You know, the Royal Rumble itself was okay, predictable.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was an okay Rumble. It wasn't great, but it was okay. Still there, Will?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I was just listening to what you were saying.
Oh, no, I was saying, yeah, so it's okay, Rumble, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It had a lot of potential, but they yeah. kind of ruined it.
Yes.
What was I gonna say? I forgot what I was gonna say. I'm like speechless. What was I gonna say? I'm trying to think. What am I thinking about? What was your thoughts on the decision by Triple H? And did you listen to the podcast between Stone Cold and Triple H? What was your thought?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, I watched it. It was pretty good. You know, he kind of asked him some of the same questions he did with, you know, Vince McMahon. But I thought when he talked about CM Punk, he said, you know, CM Punk, he still has a chance to come back to the WWE.
Yeah, I doubt it because CM Punk looks like he's completely done with the company. I mean,
yeah. But a lot of guys have looked like they're done with the company and then they come back out of nowhere, you know, so never say never, you know. Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Triple H, yeah, you mentioned the NXT Developmental League. Some guys are doing really well right now. And you'll see more guys coming up soon. What else did they talk about? They were talking about how like some Stone Cold is saying like some of the promos for these guys sound too scripted, which I agree with. You know, and he was saying like how back in the day during the Attitude Era, they would pretty much, you know, add things on their own, you know, instead of like following the promo. And he was like, that's something that they should apply today. So that was a good point that, you know, a lot of these wrestlers like Roman Reigns, you know, those are guys that need to like up their promo a little bit, you know, instead of following a script written for them.
Absolutely. No doubt about that.
Yeah, I thought there's a lot of good points made. I mean, it was a good interview.
Yeah, definitely. You're 100% right.
Yeah, I'm hoping his next interview can be with you'd want it to be with The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be with Stephanie McMahon will be the next one.
That's very possible, you know, to continue the whole authority kind of theme, McMahon-Helmsley kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, theme. But I think it's going to be The Rock, you know, near WrestleMania. So they've been doing it once a month so far.
Yeah, it's been good so far.
So you have any last thoughts you'd like to say?
Well, check out my show iMac Saturdays at 11. Come back and check out Sports Urban Legend every Sundays at 6.
Well, you heard the guy, man. Check out the show, man. And I want to thank you all for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend with me, Ramo. Every Sundays at 6 p.m. But we're gonna have the show next week, not tomorrow night. So check that show out, but also check out.